what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, and good morning, Lee from the newsroom.
Good morning, Strawny from Triple M.
Yeah, interesting, we're talking about the bowls, but the golf Friday, around 3,700 we raised.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
At Kew Country Club, which is great.
Got to be happy with
and
that.
It was funny, well, I was giving it to, we had so many of the Triple M staff volunteering to help out on the day. One of them was Pommy Rich in his pop-up pub, which was on a drinks cart. Because he's the only bloke here with a responsible service of alcohol certificate. But I put a rumour out he's here on a 457 visa, and he's trying to get me to stop it. Don't mention it. It's not true. We're having a joke. But don't let that get in the way of a good story. Say, listen, you Pommy Rich, are you here on a 457? So you're laughing.
Go back to where you
He wasn't from. Laughing about the 30th time that I said it that Saturday. Anyway, good morning, Pommy Rich. You did a great job. All right. Lee, what are the papers saying today?
Yes, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph, do not disturb for less than $150,000 is the headline there. Couple cash in amid privacy complaint. That's Barnaby Joyce and mistress Vicky Campion. They'll reap $150,000 to share details about what they claim to be a private affair that led to a love child while formally asking the media watchdog to find against the Daily Telegraph for exposing their relationship. It's as grim as it gets. New South Wales needs at least another 2,500 cops in the coming years, or the state faces the unprecedented wave of violence. A budget submission paper obtained by a Daily Telegraph reveals fears there are simply not enough officers anymore to combat terror attacks, bikie gangs and vile child sex predators. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, trains at risk from computer bungles. Sydney Trains is suffering almost two serious IT incidents a day after a bungled $425 million technology overhaul by the state's main transport agency, placing the rail network at greater risk, confidential documents reveal. And massive land clearing near Reef Forest, covering an area of more than 50 times the size of combined central business districts of Sydney and Melbourne, is set to be bulldozed near the Great Barrier Reef, official data shows.
All right, thank you, Lee. Right. And locally with you, it's been another busy weekend.
Yeah, that's right. So on the Coffs Coast, we had a child actually went missing.
Yesterday,
around 2 p.m. Fortunately, though, a member of the public was able to find that child around 8 p.m. In Coffs Harbour as well. So that was good news. And locally, closer to home, the North Coast Environment Council has accused the state government of trying to keep the public in the dark to attract as little attention as possible over its logging plans. The council is saying the government is proposing to increase logging intensity, remove the need to look for and protect threatened species before logging, while reducing stream buffers. So as a result, the Environment Council is going to hold a community meeting to advise the locals on what's going on and what it means for us in Port Macquarie. There's a meeting on at 6:30 on Wednesday at the CWA rooms on Horton Street.
Good on you, Lee. We log every morning, but I have trouble remembering my password, so I write it on my computer. Thank
Good
you,
stuff,
Lee.
Mate.
We'll log off now and talk to you in about 6 minutes' time as you hurtle off down the hallway.